What's up? It's Angela Yee, and you know it's that time for lip service. I got my girls, Gigi McGuire and Stephanie Santiago here, and we have a super incredible guest with us. We have Uncle Luke. Now, Uncle Luke just put out a book called The Book of Luke, but when he comes through today, he's going to talk about some of his experiences growing up in Miami, being part of Two Live Crew, and some of the craziest things he did, which includes something called Sacrifice Weekend, and I guess something you would call a coochie-eating line. All right, you just have to listen to understand. What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service. I got my girls here.
Stephanie Santiago.
And Gigi McGuire.
And of course, super excited because we got our very special guest, Uncle Luke, is here with us. What's up, Luke?
Hey, how y'all ladies doing? Y'all looking fucking fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. I feel like I'm in heaven right now.
Well, listen, I know you're in town because you're promoting your book. And yep. You know, it was great. I read the whole thing, a lot of historical references. I learned a lot about Miami that I didn't know as a person that goes to Miami all the time. Mm-hmm. And we all love Miami.
Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, y'all should read the book just to get the whole historical references and all the racism that happened. And Luke, you were very instrumental in a lot of things happening, not just in Miami, but in the music business in general.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And one thing that we have to say about you is you are an entrepreneur.
Thank you.
A lot of businesses, starting your own record label,
mm-hmm.
actually fighting against all the injustices, making sure that people have their right to free speech, making sure that we have the right to shake our ass and all that stuff.
Yeah, because there wasn't no shaking asses going on then.
Right. And I was reading the book and you were talking about the first time you ever went to a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So talk about that and how that affected you and the music that you made.
Yeah, I used to do this a dance at a skating rink right across the street from this strip club called Tootsie's.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a little corner. You know, now Tootsie's, you know, people.
Not the Tootsie's we know now.
No, not the one you know now. It's a big conglomerate part of, you know, all.
With excellent
everything.
Wings.
Yeah.
The wings at Tootsie's are really
good. I mean, yeah, exactly.
You know, Why are the wings so good at strip clubs?
That's because you're in the moment. Everything tastes good when you're in the moment.
True indeed.
You already know.
Speak on it.
And they know men like tits and wings. They like tits and chicken.
Exactly. No, the wings taste good because when you get the alcohol in your system, then, you know, that salt, you need that.
Soak it up.
That's true.
But yeah, you know, I some dudes who used to, their mother owned this strip club.
Mm-hmm.
This guy named Damon and Rocco. They used to be the security at my little party.
White guys.
They were the securities at the skating rink where I used to do the parties at, right across the street from Tootsie's. And they were like, yo, man, we got to introduce you to this strip club. And I was like, man, black people don't go in strip clubs. That don't happen. That's for motorcycle. They won't fight me. And they were like, look, man, we got you. And they took me in there, man. When I saw that just opened my mind.
All right, now I got to ask you a couple of questions about some things. About some things, okay? Do you look at a woman differently if she does, like, really nasty stuff to you? Like, say a woman...
Nasty stuff to me?
Like, let's say she licks your butt or whatever and does all kinds of stuff when she first meets you. Is that somebody you could have potentially see in a relationship, or is that just off limits back then?
Well, first of all, I'm not with the licking the butt
ass
thing.
Licking.
Yeah.
Oh, so all that two-legged stuff was just talk.
Sidebar. We talk about ass licking in every episode.
We do.
One way or another, it comes up.
Is it that you want to get your ass licked?
No, but you know, I know to
eat the booty like groceries is just trending right now. So it's a popular topic.
I'm not really excited for a guy to lick my ass. I don't really... I'd rather him.
Trick Daddy had the whole eat a booty gang, you know, and all of that. So I figure...
Yeah, no, I'm not.
No fingers. We talk about fingers.
We talk about licking. You took it
to
the next level.
You the fuck out. You put your fingers by my ass.
He has a bad temper.
You'll be a fucking butt naked.
He'll bop you right in your head, bitch.
What? Shitting me. That's why I don't do the ass licking thing.
You don't do it, or you don't like it done to you?
No, I don't like it done to me.
But you'll do it.
Well, you have to be real special. You got to be real special.
All right, so are there...
I have to been around that thing for a minute.
A minute.
Yeah.
Take notes, guys, because these guys, they all want to lick ass now. First time.
I know. I do the shows, and they hop up on stage, and they just go... My girls go to sit down right on their face, so I know. And that's what the shit scared me a lot about it. I'm like... niggas is just doing this.
Mm-hmm. You they know, sure
off
are.
The, right off the stage, off the rip. So
yeah,
off the seeing, rip.
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
just,
guys. They should. The girl should be special if you're gonna eat the booty like groceries, right? Yeah, that's calling it.
That's why I made the song Doodle Brown.
That's right. That's why I thought maybe, you know, you'd like to do that.
To a special girl. To a special girl.
Because we've seen a lot of women do stuff to you on stage, right? Things
Ooh,
have,
would you saw
back in the day.
Yeah,
you
in Japan.
Talked, you talked about
in Japan. Japan. They gave
I've
me
seen
head.
That. I've
now,
seen
that.
I've seen
in Japan, you had head. A lot of women line up and you said they gave you head on stage.
Yes. Goddamn right. I was like, I got to beat Rick James out. He eating Tina Marie pussy on stage. I got to get head first. Because okay. I'm in the head first program.
Is it hard to come
in the head first program? He said
head first. Head start.
Yeah. No, head first. It's head first.
But is it hard to come like with the audience in front of you? Like say these girls are giving you head and da da da. Is it like, okay, it's too much pressure right now. I can't just finish.
No. No.
Did
no,
you finish not, in Japan?
Yeah.
I didn't finish, no.
Okay. No, right?
So you have blue, balls. You have blue balls.
Let me tell you, I psyched my mind out because, you know, it becomes, sex become a competition sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk to a back then, you know, talk to a girl, oh, yeah, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you and your homegirl. I'm gonna put both of y'all to sleep and I'm gonna stand up over y'all and do like, yeah.
And if you don't, we're gonna be looking at you like,
psh. Yeah, but they never did that. No. So, I mean, you know, hey, look, tonight, these, you know, because what happened in Japan, these girls kept, every show they would be grabbing my crouch.
Right.
You know, grabbing. Like, man, y'all keep on going. My last show.
You said,
because I know
on.
I'm going to have this early flight, you know, because they might put my ass in jail.
Right.
Y'all going to give me some head. And they do that shit one time and I line their ass up.
Like how many people lined up?
Probably about six.
Okay, six girls
you
lined up.
You see the video?
And
I you didn't see me whip out?
Okay, no, I'm just, I guess we're clarifying for people, okay?
You need to look at the video.
You never finished though?
No.
So what happens at the end of all that?
What happens at the end of it? I'll just go home.
You don't get blue balls? You know, blue balls is a real thing.
Oh, that's that.
No,
blue balls
is blue balls or had somebody backstage.
Wait, is blue balls a real thing?
I don't have balls.
But I'm saying, has a guy ever told you that you gave him blue balls? Is that a real thing?
No, he's trying to make you feel bad.
No, I've heard guys, you know, when they get blue balls, you know, their balls get really hard and they feel heavy.
And they get like a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've heard.
You never had blue balls? My stomach
hurt. You giving that bullshit line?
Oh,
I got blue balls.
Oh, you got it.
Because I was rubbing on your shit so much, and I was sucking your titties, and you gave me blue balls. You should feel so bad.
So blue balls is not a real thing. That's a myth.
Hell no, that's not a real thing.
You heard that?
Blue balls is not a real thing. Any dude get blue balls? He like dudes.
Why you say that? I always thought it would be impossible for a guy to get blue balls because y'all can just finish yourself off if you
need
to.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Like if you feel like you know, you're getting teased that much that you have the urge so much, go to the bathroom and finish yourself off.
Yeah, right. Or finish yourself off right here.
Who needs to get teased these days when the
exactly
shit is easy?
It's easy.
Everybody is giving it up.
But you don't like it that easy. A lot of guys like
no,
a little
I don't
bit
like
of a challenge.
Easy.
Yeah,
no,
so,
I like challenge.
So teasing, so you do like teasing?
No. I don't like, I'm talking. I talk. And if you like drop your drawers, we ain't even gonna get to the point where I'm gonna get all excited.
Has anybody ever dropped their drawers and it was just funky?
Oh, plenty of times.
Oh my
plenty
God.
Of times.
Let me tell you, my first, and let me tell you what I do. I get the fuck up and be like, yo. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember my mom, you know, my mom used to make sure my nieces know how to clean themselves. She used to be like, y'all get your ass in there. Let me show y'all how to y'all take a douche.
A
you
dish.
Know what I'm saying? And she used to be told, hey, all
my
y'all
mother.
Girls, yeah, all y'all Damn. Girls, you should never have a man problem because you need to get this fuck, you need to sit your ass in this Epsom salt and to bring your shit back.
What?
All
Jesus,
you,
yes,
all you used to get in there, get you an enema and get you some vinegar and water and your pussy will be brand new.
My mama never taught me that.
No, my mom taught me to wash my pussy.
You know how to bring it
like,
back?
She taught me to like get down, squat down and really wash my pussy the right way. Young.
You ain't never, you don't know how to bring that thing back? Make it brand new.
Now listen, no, you know what? As a matter of fact, Stephanie told me she just got, what did you get? A Kegel?
a Kegel ball. To strengthen your vaginal muscles.
Exactly, your muscles. You put it in there while you sit down.
Yeah, exactly. You squeeze it.
Are you, do you have it on now?
No, I don't have it on now.
I told her she should have brought it. She could use it during the show.
You can put it on right now. Put it on.
I don't have it right now. It's at home.
Because somebody go get
her.
Somebody go get her.
Go get her a golf ball.
I actually bought it at Duane Reade, and we have a Duane Reade.
Wait, they sell Kegel balls in Duane Reade?
At Duane Reade.
That's why I bought it. I was like, oh, this is cool.
It's one across the street.
I'm like one of those people that goes to pharmacy and I just
buy random shit that you don't need
for no reason.
Okay? Angela, you need to go get the ball.
I don't know.
You don't need it?
I don't think I need it.
I don't think I need it either, but I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm pretty tight.
Ooh.
Yeah, girl.
One of my friends was telling me that she regrets.
Now, if you put your finger in there, can you squeeze it and it'll be hard to come out?
Would my finger be hard to come out?
Yeah, well, you know, you'll have to, if you,
well,
you can squeeze
there'll be some traction there.
Yeah, can you squeeze your finger?
Yeah, I have traction.
Exactly.
So you got a low mileage.
I have traction.
She's a low mileage girl.
Now, do you think that a woman's wholeness can be deleted? This was a topic.
A woman who wholeness?
Can be deleted. Like if, you know,
you were whole before?
Some time, yeah, has passed and you haven't done nothing for, say, it's been 8 years since I was a hoe. Is that deleted?
Yo, you trying to hit reset?
Yeah, can you hit reset?
Can you hit the reset button on your wholeness?
Can you reset a hoe? No.
You said no.
No, you
once
can't
a hoe, always
so
a hoe.
So you should be defined by your past?
No.
Not really. But I think, you know, again, you know, a lot of hoes in church right now. They born again and all that. You know, so I could understand. It's, you know, once you got it in you, you know, I don't know. It's different cases.
It's a case by case situation
because you know some hoes were nymphos,
right?
You know they were just fucking just to be fucking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some hoes are just hardcore gold diggers that was fucking to get paid, and they you know, and they just don't care nothing about no man. They got no feelings. You know, they almost like them actress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I never would date an actress.
Really?
They don't give a damn.
So which
they,
one?
Because they're always acting? Down. No, they used to being rejected.
Oh, so they used to trying out for things, auditioning and not getting the role.
And they, okay.
So the same thing happens with the penis.
I didn't get the role today.
I audition for the penis and sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't.
So you think the nympho could delete her wholeness or the gold digger could delete her wholeness?
The gold digger have a better chance. The nympho, she got too many miles.
She's
on
a
that
freak.
Person.
She wants it.
She
all
got
time.
Too many miles.
But sometimes people have like psychological things that happened to them when they were younger,
yeah.
And then they got to get over that and get past that and find the right guy.
Yeah, that too. But then they'll revert to fucking their brother.
Some guys say they like women that used to be hoes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they need to be emotionally checked.
Because then they feel like, okay, she done did whatever she was going to do, got it out her system. At least she's...
Not a hoe. A dude is better. If you got a dude, you know what I'm saying? A dude, you know, he was young. Okay, he had his time. He did his thing. Like take Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he caught AIDS and everything. You know, got himself...
HIV.
HIV.
Yeah.
Right? And so his wife stood by him through all that.
Right.
She let him get the shit out of him. He was a hoe. He was fucking around, doing all his things. And once he got out of his system, then... Okay.
But he was also Magic Johnson.
But she's not positive, right?
No.
No.
Her nigga,
he's not even positive no more.
Right.
No.
His HIV got deleted.
But for most dudes, you got to let the dude get it out of his system.
You think you used to be a hoe?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't a hoe because I ain't lie to girls.
So,
I told him I had
what defines a male
like,
that's
yo,
a
hoe? I would tell a girl, look, I'm not ready for a relationship now. If you feel the same way I feel, you want to give me some pussy, you got to, you know, if you got an attraction to me, I got an attraction to you. Let's go do it. Let's
so you don't think getting your dick sucked by six women on stage is a hoe activity?
No.
See, that's that double standard.
That's that catch 22 of a man can't do it and the woman can't do it, but a man ain't a hoe and the woman is.
No, but honestly, I think it's okay for a guy to get his dick sucked by six girls on stage than a girl to get fucked by six guys on stage.
I agree.
What about her get her pussy eaten by six
it's
guys?
It's still the same. I think
it's art.
More okay for a guy.
But let me ask you this. Let me. I think me personally, you know, I'm a man. When you penetrate a woman, that's more special than somebody giving you head than me sticking my shit in a girl. I think every girl, and it's always how I always thought, every girl remember every man that penetrated her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that girl who's not trying to be penetrated by every man all the time, you know, she's a, you know, she a keeper. Even though you and I don't classify a hoe as a girl who's been in all these different relationships, they mm-hmm. did not work. I classify one as a girl who just fucking just to be fucking. Oh, I'm going to go fuck your brother. I'm going to fuck him.
Right.
I'm going to fuck him. I'm going to fuck. Oh, I'm fucking Shaq right now, but LeBron came in the room. I'm going to fuck LeBron. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's different.
I agree with that. I think, you know, a girl who is just fucking around, just fucking everybody to get fucked just because she wants it, like you said.
What if she's on Tinder? What if she's on Tinder and she's using condoms?
She's horny. She's horny all the time. She's in heat. She's hot.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's a whore. You know, somebody, like, people call Jennifer Lopez a hoe because she's been in a lot of different public relationships.
She fucked a lot of guys?
No, she's, for me, it looks like she got married a lot. You know, yeah. She's been in a lot of relationships that didn't work. You know what I mean?
I never heard anybody call her a hoe.
Everybody's been in relationships that didn't work.
No, I think Jennifer Lopez gets it for no reason.
Mm-hmm. You're looking for love in the wrong places. It lines up.
Right.
I had a bunch of relationships that didn't work.
Right.
What kind of women were you dating before you got married?
I'm always dating smart women.
Mm-hmm.
I date total opposite of what people think I would.
Right, because the perception of you is that, okay, that's Luke. He's going to end up marrying a stripper or, you know, one of these chicks that be at his shows that he pulls on stage. But you never did that.
No. I got to be able to talk about sports, politics. You need to know who the president is. You know, you can't be sitting there, you'd
be surprised how many people don't know who the president is.
I know.
That's
so I gotta, you know, I gotta have a woman that's about that money. You know what I'm saying? A mind on trying to be an entrepreneur, some phase. I can't talk to no doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at doorknobs every day. But I want to talk to a doorknob. I know where to find doorknobs.
What about, were you ever like a trick? You made a lot of money at a young age. You were making, $10 million a year at one point doing your independent record thing. Early on, you were in your 20s. So you never was tricking off on chicks because you just had it like that?
No. I pride myself on not buying pussy.
What about
pimping? I pride myself on.
I
leave that to my nephew.
My nephew.
My nephew.
I had some
pimps
around me. I wasn't.
No, let me tell you. I always knew to be honest with girls, and I never. The average person thought I was a pimp. Mm. Oh, he got these dancing girls. No. Y'all get y'all money. Y'all keep y'all money. No, I ain't on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's totally opposite of everything. You know, even the dancing girls who used to be with me. Hey, look. Y'all gotta get y'all fucking education. Y'all go get a career. Y'all ain't gonna be doing this forever. You know, and so the girls who dance with me, some of them are big real estate girls.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know one of the girls that used to be with you, Brown Sugar, Destiny.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Some of them are.
She's a makeup artist. Exactly. She's doing really well for herself. We used to dance together at Magic City.
Yeah, you got other ones that, you know, that that one girl is a nurse, you know.
But could they come to you and be like, hey, can I get a little money so I can go to school?
Yeah, I had no problem. I don't have no problem with helping nobody out trying to better themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always on that.
All right, now we're going to play a little game.
Okay. Oh, shit.
What? Yeah.
Is it with my clothes on or clothes off?
I know you haven't been drinking like we have all night.
Well, y'all want me to get drunk?
I need
blame it on the alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yeah, fuck it. I was drunk. I'm drinking a little bit.
Okay, so. We're going to talk about who is the real freak. Is it Luke or is it the ladies on lip service? All right.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Gigi, spit or swallow?
I'm not even going to taste it. It's going to go straight to the back of the throat and down. Swallow.
Damn, I like that, Gigi.
Stephanie, spit or swallow?
It depends on when we're talking about. I spit first, then swallow second.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, during, you know, right when you start, you spit.
Oh,
you spit on it.
Yes.
Okay.
And then when
we're just talking about when to come.
You're talking about at the end.
Swallower.
So you spit and swallow.
Yeah, I spit and swallow, but I don't waste it. I let it go down my throat. I swallow it for sure.
All right, Luke, what do you prefer, spit or swallow?
Both. Spit on it and swallow.
See? You feel me?
I want you to act like a porno star at certain times.
At certain times. Other times.
Other times, just like.
We make love.
Yeah, don't act like no porno star early, because then they'll think you're a porno star. You got to fake the shit for a little
See,
while.
I was saying
you got to build up to that.
I was saying that earlier. Do you pull out all your own tricks? The first time you have sex with somebody, or do you ration
it
out?
No, don't do
that. It depends on how drunk you are. No.
No, ration that shit out. Nigga, you been to put this is a motherfucking live one here. I got me a real porno star.
Yeah, so like as a man, like if you're with a girl the first time, you guys barely know each other, but it's time for sex, you know, and she goes all out. I mean, like everything.
The best she wants night
like,
ever.
She's like, fuck me in my ass. You know, come in my mouth. Come on my face.
Now, if I took I took you to a nice dinner at a nice right. restaurant and you turned into a porno star, then I'd be like, this bitch is an animal. Right? But then now, if we were in the club and I was like, and we were in the club and we were having some drinks and the moment was going and we was going and
no,
then.
I'm talking about the girl you took to dinner.
Oh, the girl that I
took. What if you took her to Applebee's?
You guys were conversing really well. Y'all went to a nice dinner.
Like, no, a nice dinner.
Not Applebee's.
Applebee's is fast food.
I had a guy take me to Applebee's before. That was the worst day ever in life.
They got a good Oriental salad.
It was like 15 years ago.
And
he was like, I'm going to take you to my favorite restaurant. And we pulled up at Applebee's. And I was like, Cheesecake Factory is across the street. Can we go there?
I had a guy take me to Red Lobster when I was young.
Oh, that's Miami.
When I was young.
From Miami. He had to be from Miami.
Terrible.
That's why everybody go to fucking Red Lobster.
I was like, I have one Cheddar Bay biscuit. That's it. No.
When I was a kid, I used to date the guys in the Bronx that used to take us to City Island.
Island, yes. Yeah. I had a guy from the Bronx taking me to City Island.
He could get it if you take it to City Island.
No, you still can't get it.
City Island is still fancy.
No, it's like fake fancy.
For me, it would be like, oh, I'm so tired of dating these guys from the Bronx. They always want to take me to City Island.
Right.
I was kind of looking for
you see everybody. That's like
Applebee's.
Applebee's.
All right, now. Next question. All right, so
you give him something after Applebee's?
No. All right, he flew me to Ohio
to take you to Applebee's.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
This is not wrong. In Ohio, there's not really nothing else but Applebee's and Cheesecake.
They gotta have restaurants.
Damn, LeBron James, you can do better than that.
No,
it wasn't LeBron.
It wasn't LeBron.
I just hosted a party in Akron, Ohio.
All right, now Gigi.
Yes.
Do you like a man who's talkative in bed, or somebody who just makes noises?
You make noise. I don't.
And not like talking.
Because you know what? I don't want to talk back.
Right.
So
isn't that the worst when they say ask you mad questions and you like
talk to me?
Is this a quiz?
Yeah, I don't want to talk.
All right, Stephanie. What about you? Talkative in bed or just noises?
I like both.
It depends. You gotta pick one.
I talk in bed. I like to, you know, I'm always
like, what kind of things do you say?
I'm like, fuck me. Oh yes, daddy. Oh, I love you, daddy. Thank you, daddy. This is the best dick I ever had in my life.
Is daddy a weird word in bed?
No.
Okay.
It's, you know, what's funny is the Spanish guys want you to call them daddy and the black guys want you to call them poppy. It's weird.
Really?
That's random.
But I like for the guy to talk in bed too. I like for the guy to, you know, tell me about myself.
Or what if he's like, do I have the biggest dick ever? And he doesn't. Do you, are
I'll
you honest?
Like, ah.
That's the response when they say, is this my pussy? And you just be like, ah. No response.
I say yes.
Or you say, it's mine. I'm letting you borrow it and use it.
No, that's my pussy. You fucking my pussy.
It's mine.
Hey, you know what sounds weird when a guy says, this is... when he wants to say things like, yeah, this is my pussy, it sounds like he's talking about he has a pussy.
Yeah.
And you're like, stop saying that.
No. It's nice. I like it.
That's the guy you just put your finger in his head.
Yeah, exactly. Stop saying
this is my pussy.
Different.
It's not yours. It's mine. You don't have one.
I like when I'm having sex for my man to tell me, like, yeah, this is my pussy. I like for my man to tell me that.
Because then I don't want to be like, this is my dick. Because then it sounds like I have a penis.
I have a penis.
Right? No, I definitely claim my dick.
You gotta get with the program.
No, I tell my man, this is my dick. This is mine. It belongs to me. I look him in the eyes while he's having sex.
And then what if you make a mistake and you're like, I'm fucking you with my dick. And he's like,
oh, that's kind of weird. No, honestly, I have, you know, I have like tongues, like twisted my tongue and said something crazy.
Right, because then it gets confusing.
Awkward. Yeah, it does sound like, I mean, I think we get over
Wait,
it.
Wait, you're fucking me with your dick, but it's my dick, you know.
That's not good. When you look a man in the eye, you look a man in the eye, when you fucking, you look me in the eye and be like, this is my dick.
Mine.
Oh, hell no.
Hell yeah.
Let me ease out this motherfucking relationship. Oh, hell, this is crazy. She right in the middle of this shit. Motherfucker, this is my dick.
Mine.
Oh, pause. Now look, you gotta answer the question. So, do you like a woman to be talkative and talk to you and ask you questions and say things, or do you want her to just make noises and not speak?
I like her to talk. I like her to talk.
It's nice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah,
it's very
yeah,
nice.
I like her to talk.
You like being called daddy or poppy?
No, neither one of them.
You don't.
Daddy is weird. I can't Because then I started thinking about my dad. I just bought him a car.
All I want to do is just, you know, just say, fuck me, fuck me. Just okay. Say fuck me.
That's good enough.
And
to
how
stop.
You want
to
be
And say things like, your dick is so big. It's the biggest dick I ever had. I love your
like
dick.
That?
Huh?
Do you guys like that to be like, oh, that dick is so big.
I mean, if it's really good at the moment, I might scream out how good it is. Like, oh my God, this dick feels so good.
You won't tell him his dick.
You know, I might tell him I love him, but I'm not going to be like,
when you start talking about how good the dick is, oh, I love this dick, then I take the dick out and put it right in your mouth.
Yes!
Show me how much you love it.
Show me how much you love this dick.
Work your jaw.
How you like your pussy? How you like your pussy? Your pussy tastes good.
My pussy tastes so good on this dick.
Licking it all up.
That's a fact. This is a true story. This has happened before to me.
What? Oh, you?
Well, my man, I'll be like, oh, I love this dick. My man will take it out and put it in my mouth. And I'll be like, my pussy tastes so good on this dick.
Yes. Or what if you're like, it tastes like I had asparagus earlier, isn't
it? Come on, man. Even if I had a burger that day and it tastes like bacon, I'm still going to be like,
Your pussy tastes like bacon?
No, if it did. I mean, no, it tasted like the other day. This is a true story. This happened to me.
True story.
And I sucked my man after he was fucking me and I had like a sweet taste. Like it was sweet.
You're like, I taste delicious.
I was like, what the fuck did I eat? What have I been eating? What did
I change? Diced pineapples.
It was like, it tasted really like sugar. It was a sweet taste.
So what did you eat?
I don't remember. I was trying to figure it out because I was like, damn, I need to eat this every day. I need to do this more.
I need to eat this all the time.
Well, that's how the Germans prepare for like golden showers and all that.
How?
You drink good wine, you eat good food, you know, and then they perform the golden shower. You just don't do it just straight out the top.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. You just don't have nobody, you know, that's how they perform golden showers. People don't know that.
We spoke about that on lip service, you know, how we feel about a guy peeing on us.
Right. Well, you know what? Now, look, because...
She's like, we don't want to talk about that.
You talked about peeing on girls.
I can see Angelina Lee getting peed on.
I've never gotten peed on.
Yeah, see, she doesn't like it.
I would never let nobody pee on me.
It makes
me
sense
neither.
That, you know, where golden showers come from. Where
Why would you
prepare?
See me getting peed on?
Prepare for it to make it grand.
To make it better.
To make it grand, you know, and great.
You know, when you drink certain things or eat certain things, your urine is more concentrated. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
That they were prepared by drinking.
No, it's a whole preparation. It's like a whole week. They eat food because they shit on people also.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, that's
now you talked about sacrifice weekends in your book, and you talked about peeing on women and doing whatever it is.
Right.
Right. So you've peed on women before.
Of course, I did golden showers.
So you did all the preparation and drank the wine, or you just...
No.
Or nah.
No.
No.
He's like, no, I ate a steak before.
After you pee on a girl, can you have sex with her after that?
After you pee on a girl? No. No, it was just, I mean...
But where do you pee on her? In the shower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
not just
what
like
I was doing, what we were doing on the sacrifice weekend, we used to do it on my yacht, where we'd put them on the back of the, you know, where the jet skis and all that, and guys just pee on the girl.
Oh, no, that's different.
Now, my homeboys took it too far. They would then, you know, have oral sex and pee in their mouth.
Oh, come on.
Okay, now, one of my friends told me that she likes when her man pees in her mouth.
Really?
She told me that she likes that.
Well, you got some.
She's a rider.
She was like, huh?
Is she married?
No. They have two kids together.
What?
Yeah, she said that she likes for her man to pee in her mouth. And she said it tastes good and she lets him do it all the time.
It tastes good.
A lot of people put pee on their face to get the acne out.
Nobody does that.
No, I've heard of
their own.
I've heard that.
Baby urine. I've heard exactly. I'm Puerto Rican, so Latino, and they say baby urine clears acne. I have really clear skin, so I have never had to worry about that. Thank God.
So what happens after you pee on these girls? Like, that's just it? Party over for them?
No.
You're peed on. You're eliminated.
Right? Because once you get peed on, what am I supposed to do?
Let me tell you what used to happen. They would take a table like this, right? Mm-hmm. Sacrifice weekend. It was some wild shit. I had to get my life and all that. Lay the girl on the table. All the guys take out their dick and everybody start peeing.
Everybody?
Oh my God,
everybody.
That's insane. But were the girls getting paid?
Were they?
No.
That was like
the Niagara Falls of piss.
Stephanie, you are so naive.
It was no.
They weren't even getting paid.
So they were just getting peed on for free?
Yeah.
And they were from Miami. They didn't.
No, they were from everywhere. We was in Detroit doing Sacrifice Weekends.
Shout out to the D.
Me and Angela love this show.
Puerto Rico. We was in Puerto Rico doing golden showers. Sacrifice Weekends. Hey,
Boricua.
The Puerto Rican girls like to be fucked in the ass.
That's true. Oh. And Dominican girls, too.
I was just telling you.
You've done it. Stop it. You said you liked it.
I have done it, but I don't like it. I wish I could. I wish I fantasize about taking dick in my ass. I wish I could take
dick
in my
ass. You ever got dick in your ass?
I have, but I...
Angela.
I tried it, and it just didn't work out for me. I'm too tense. I got to relax. I can't relax enough to allow that to happen.
And let me tell you, the only times that I've liked anal sex was when I'm on my back. That's the most relaxed
when on your
position.
Okay. Yeah, they say because you can control it more.
Yeah, when I'm on my back. When the
you
guy
have to have.
Certain way, you just can't just fucking just lay down.
It's no, but you know how you would think the way to take it in
is
your
like
ass
on fours
is
or on your stomach.
That's probably the worst way.
That's probably the worst way.
Because then he
way.
Just rams it in and you
the
have no control.
I can take it is on my back.
Before. Yes, I've had anal sex before. And it's...
He said, I could tell.
It's best to have it with a smaller penis.
Right, that's a starter penis.
A more average size penis is better. It's not good to have it with a humongous penis at first.
I mean, I think girls who can take it in the ass can take it in the ass. It doesn't matter what size the penis is.
No. Okay, I can't imagine having a big dick in my ass.
I could never get it in.
Well...
And there you have it. But yeah, if a guy has a really small penis, there's a better chance he'll have anal sex with you. Because it's not, you know.
That's the only way he could get you to moan. That's the only way he could get you to moan. Because other than that, you're bullshitting it.
May he rest in peace. But I had a boyfriend that had a small penis and I used to
the guy that died and had a heart attack during sex. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I used to make him fuck me in my ass all the time.
He had a heart while he was.
That's why he had a heart attack.
Damn, you got that death
pussy. It wasn't anal.
You got that death pussy.
You got that death pussy.
The heart attack wasn't anal, but yeah.
Wow. Why did you make him do it? Oh, you said he had a small dick, right?
What did he took too many Viagra's?
He had an irregular heartbeat. He already had heart issues that he wasn't aware of.
And he took a Viagra.
And no, it was a long drunk night, and it was one of those, I wanted him to come and keep going and come and keep going, and
so
by the third time,
she killed him.
I did.
You got that deaf pussy.
Come on, don't snitch on her, because they're going to bring up charges.
No, he died.
Keep going, motherfucker. Keep going.
He didn't die.
Okay.
I know you're not done.
Because your heart be beating and shit when you come
here. Yeah. Let me tell y'all.
Shit go to beating hard.
Let me tell y'all the story. He didn't die when we had sex and he had the heart attack. However, he did end up in the hospital for 12 days, which of 7 of those days, he was in ICU. Day number nine.
Your pussy is comatose.
Day number nine.
And you didn't take it that seriously.
At first I didn't, but once I got back to the hospital and I realized how serious it was, I did take it seriously.
How old was he?
31.
Oh my God, he was young.
Day nine, we had sex in the hospital.
I knew you had sex with him in the hospital, so it is your fault.
Day nine, he begged for it. Begged. So I'm like,
you're like, I already almost killed you. That's why we're here.
And he was still hooked up to the heart monitor.
How do you die with a needle dick? Needle dick dies.
Man. You must have really liked him if you were willing to give him ass and he had like he didn't even have
he
a
was
good
still,
bite.
He was still hooked
hold on now. She fucking
I love him.
She taking him in the ass.
I just want to say this just sounds awful. You had sex with a guy with a small dick in the hospital.
In the hospital, you must in have the really ass. Liked
anal.
It.
Anal.
You must have felt bad.
And then he died.
No, she liked it in
she
the
liked
ass.
It.
She
yeah.
liked it, that shit in
this
the ass.
This is a tragedy.
Put this little dick in my ass, nigga. You just going to die. They already told her, like, bitch. she gonna kill this motherfucker. And she was like, fuck that.
When we were in the hospital, he kept begging to have sex. I'm like, nigga, that's why you here right now. Like, what do you mean? And then he kept begging, so we did it. And then he was still connected to the
heart
monitor.
You could've just gave him a blowjob.
So you know when you're about to come, your heart rate speeds up. So the nurse came in like, Mr. Haywood, are you okay? And we got caught. So it was bad.
So much
and
then for he the died
2 days later.
No, they let him out of the hospital 2 days later. He died a couple years later.
Oh, Carl, you didn't kill him.
No, I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him.
Not at that time.
Oh, I thought he died.
No, I didn't kill him.
Oh.
You got that death.
He eventually died of a heart attack, but it wasn't my heart attack.
The black widow.
Black widow pussy.
All right, now, ladies. Gigi, what sex toy would you incorporate into your sex life? If you had to pick a toy while you guys were having sex for you to pull out and be like, this is what we use in the night, baby.
Pull out.
I would just say like a little bullet or something.
A bullet.
So I can get some
that
external.
That bullet ain't no joke.
So I can get some external pleasure while I'm, yeah.
Okay. What about you, Stephanie?
I talk about the iVibe toy all the time. It's like a pocket rocket. But my man doesn't like it. He feels like it's cheating.
He doesn't like when she masturbates either.
Yeah, my man does not like when I masturbate at all. Unless it's in front of him. Unless it's like a
during sex.
Thing. Yeah.
A joint
if
thing.
If I tell him.
So
like,
wait, he's masturbating and you're masturbating?
No. I'm masturbating and he's like watching, you know, like he's okay with that.
Okay.
But if I'm doing it by myself, he's upset. Like I'll tell him like, babe, I just came. Like, babe, oh my God.
Stop telling him.
And he'll be like, what? And he'll get upset at me. Is that normal? I don't think that's normal.
Would you be mad if your wife was masturbating or anybody you dated previously and told you she masturbated when you weren't around?
No.
Right.
No.
I would think that would turn somebody on.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great?
I would prefer you to masturbate other than go and fuck some
exactly.
dude.
When I was in a long distance relationship, I would call him on FaceTime and masturbate in front of
and
him.
And I mean, mm-hmm. I'm masturbating and I'm thinking about him and I'm telling
FaceTime?
Him.
Yeah, I would call him on FaceTime and masturbate so he can see it.
Right. Oh, okay.
But that's like him. Yeah, but you're including him. I'm not including him.
I don't have that
him,
fucking
you know
camera.
I mean?
I got this.
You need to get an
you gotta get a new phone,
I got a
sir.
Note going on here.
But
put
what
the
if you
by the pussy.
But what if you masturbated and he wasn't included and you didn't FaceTime and you told him I masturbated earlier? He wouldn't care. How do you feel about a guy masturbating in front of you?
I want to watch you.
You would? You want to watch a guy?
I want to watch because I want to learn that special technique that they got. Because mm-hmm. they do it different than what we do. We think we got to be all of this. And I notice they just do a little wiggle. They don't do a whole big old stroke. So I'm trying to get that down.
I think you could tell how a guy masturbates by the shape of his penis. You could tell which way he does it.
You think that his...
So you think the curve comes from...
If the curve is that way, he's pulling it that way. If it's this way, if it's like a hook, he's pulling it this way.
I don't
you
think
know what
that's
I mean?
True.
You just made it look like he comes in his own face. And we've seen that already.
I think the curve is just a natural part of the...
It's born
anatomy.
That way.
Yeah. I don't think
we born with a curve.
I don't think
let me
so.
Just clean it up for y'all.
Let me just let you know,
so.
Right?
I feel like the
as a man with a penis, he's gonna let you know.
No, because I was with a guy who went to jail. You know what I mean? He masturbates a lot. You know, he would masturbate a lot when we were kids.
Hopefully.
Like this is my first boyfriend and. His,
my ex.
When we were first. No, not my ex. Not my. When we. I
well, he is your ex.
He is your ex.
Now, this is my first boyfriend.
Your
this
first.
Is like my
he
first boyfriend.
Is ex-boyfriend.
And when we were kids, you know, we were together, and his penis was more straight. And when I got older, like in the year 2008, we had sex again, and it was curved. The shape of his penis
something happened in
changed.
Jail.
Nah, I think it's just because he masturbates that way, and I know the way.
I don't
he
know. It sounds like something happened in jail.
It.
So you can mold the dick to your hand.
I mean, if you do it enough, you're fucking up your dick. You're messing it up. Like, you don't want your dick.
Why do
like
guys
that.
Masturbate with girls? You
exactly.
Gonna, you
I agree with
it.
You. That's what I was saying.
You're
she said
play
that she wants to watch.
Dick. Not,
she,
not
I don't
want
to watch a guy masturbate.
No, you're gonna give me a hand job.
I don't think a dude should masturbate while he's with me. I'll do it.
But what
me.
If you're like, I'm tired. I gotta get up at 4 a.m. to go to work. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna just lay here next to you and masturbate.
No, you're gonna do this.
That's
I'm
your motherfucking job.
I'm gonna get on my stomach and you're gonna
I've
crawl
had a guy,
up behind me and fuck me and you're gonna come. You're
I've,
not
had
gonna
a, exactly. I've had a guy masturbate because I was on my period.
That's yeah, right.
That, and he's one of those guys that him. Don't come from. He's one of those guys that don't come from head. So he masturbated and then he came on my back.
No,
Superman.
No. You gonna do it.
You gonna work.
Your period on tonight. You can't fuck me. I'll go fuck somebody else.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You You gonna give me a hand job. You gonna play with this
no,
dick.
No, but my friend,
you gonna
play with this
dick. I'm gonna lay down on the bed. I'm gonna be playing with my own dick while you sitting there. What the fuck I got you for?
I need to go.
But sometimes, don't you feel like guys can make themselves come quicker? Because you know exactly.
No. You gonna do it. You better know how to make me come in all different types of ways.
Aren't there times that you
sucking, fucking, and hand job?
There's never times that you're that lazy that you just wanna masturbate and just get it over with and go to sleep.
What?
Because sometimes,
what
if you're tired and you just like, I just want to rub one out real quick.
No, you going to do it.
Because then you might have to kiss and stuff, and then it turns into a whole production.
No, we ain't got to do no kissing. You period on.
Get your hand right.
Hey, I want something, start fucking sucking, give me a hand job.
And even those guys, like my best friend's ex-boyfriend, she says they were together for 100 years. Like they literally 9 years, and she never made him come with her mouth. That is not 100. She never made him come with her mouth. He does not come from
some
sucking
guys don't.
Dick. But I just feel like it's
she don't know
she
how
don't
to
have
suck
the
no
stamina,
dick.
You know, like you gotta put in the work.
She don't know how to suck a dick.
Like if you could, if it takes him 45 minutes for him to come with your mouth, then go.
Do we know a lot of guys that can't come from blowjobs?
I personally never met a guy that couldn't come from a blowjob.
I have.
Mm-hmm. You do? I mean, you don't.
Just one?
That's not good.
I mean, some guys say it, but I know one that comes to mind that he said.
He definitely doesn't come that way. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting.
My best friend, she was with her man for a couple years, and she's never made him come with her mouth. Never.
Let me tell you how that go. That's a woman who does not know how to give you a blowjob.
I agree with that.
If you can't make a man come, give him a blowjob.
Or if he just likes a different style of a blowjob, you don't know how to do it for him.
You got to figure
it
out.
Well, then he need to tell her.
Your job is to figure it out.
I agree.
Because if you ain't doing what you need to do to make me come, I'm going to let you know.
That's what you need to do?
I'm like, is this a real thing? Guys who can't come from blowjobs?
Yeah.
Guys say
some guys prefer blowjobs to sex.
What about you, Angela? Have you been with a guy who can't come from sucking dick?
Now you finna tell on yourself.
What, me?
I mean, if you say yeah, that means you don't know how to give a blowjob.
I know guys who said that it's hard for them to come from.
But they still can.
Yeah, but they still can. But they said it's not so easy. So it's a little bit more
work.
No, I
mean, I've been with guys where, I would have to suck them for a long time. You gotta have there's your tears coming out your eyes. It's not coming.
You know what? It's annoying.
You gotta go. Exactly. Your jaws.
And for you guys, stop trying to hold out. Okay?
My jaw's tied.
Don't say your motherfucking jaw tied.
You gotta keep
locked jaw. But do guys sometimes make themselves not come and make you do that for way longer than you have to?
No, you got some girls who know how to do it real, real good.
And
you got some girls who do not know what they're doing. They don't know the sensitive part of the dick.
What's the sensitive part of the dick?
Yeah, how do you give a good, what's a good blowjob?
Because some people say the little ridge is really sensitive.
Yeah, the back of it. You see the line right at the back of it. Right there is the most sensitive part. And girls who give good blowjobs, they know how to put their tongue right here. All while they're giving a blowjob and the dick going in and then they rubbing their hand right here. That's the sense.
For me, a sure way to make a guy come.
All right, now that shit gonna cost y'all.
To pass that.
Y'all
got
to pay me. Hey, y'all, hold on.
We got to pay for that knowledge.
Y'all got
to
pay for that.
He just dropped
information.
A gem.
Right.
That's interesting. And then it's bad if a girl's mouth is too dry. Of course.
No, but you can't.
No, when a girl put
you like a sloppy.
No, the worst part is when you putting your teeth on my dick.
Oh, right. No.
And then when
no,
the girl grabbed the hold, when you grab it like this, that don't do nothing.
Yeah, that does nothing. I think guys like for you to do it with no hands. And I always, a sure way to make a guy come, like a quick way to get it out the way is like to pass your throat. Like, you know, that bone where your tonsils are.
Deep throat?
Like if you could relax your throat enough to get it back there, like the guys go crazy over that.
And that makes your mouth wet.
And it makes your mouth wet.
It makes it
really like saliva thing.
Yeah, you just got 100,000 girls choked. y'all killing niggas and girls.
All these girls are crying right now.
I was reading some of the, somebody sent me a DM. And they asked me, how do you deep throat? How do you, relax your throat to make a
Nurse Santiago over here.
And I didn't answer. I didn't answer her back. Because I think it's just, it's in your mind. You got to relax, you know?
Like, have you ever felt like you were going to throw up while you were giving a blowjob?
Yeah, I've thrown up in my mouth plenty of times.
Me too.
Just swallow it and keep on going.
Yeah, you just swallow it and they love
it. Yeah, troopers.
And you're going to hear them like,
and you gag and then it comes and you
keep it moving.
Yeah.
I'm going to swallow my vomit, goddamn.
No,
it'll be a little bit. It just be like a mouthful. It'd be like a mouthful and you just swallow it.
And even if something comes out, like a guy who is not really going to mind.
So is that, wait, hold on. Luke, did you hear that?
The whole Applebee's.
Did you hear what she just said? She said, if some vomit comes out, a guy won't mind.
Hell no.
He's gonna think it's spit.
Listen, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck you doing?
If you see some type of chunky shit on your dick.
I'm fucking losing.
Some fucking chunky.
You don't like it? You won't like it.
Hell no.
Listen, and vomit has a smell.
You done gagged on my dick.
When I've had vomit come up during oral sex.
You better swallow that.
It'd be like loose and it don't be
chunky.
It tastes like vomit a little bit, but it's more of just like the pre-vomit, like pre-cum, pre-vomit.
Pre-vomit. Yeah. When your mouth gets sour.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, I've never blown chunks on a guy.
Yeah, me neither.
But you've had a night of drinking and you're like putting this big dick in the back of your throat, you know, and something might come back up.
But for bragging rights, that's not bad. The bitch threw up on my dick.
Mm-hmm.
That's for a motherfucker in high school or something.
She gagged on my. I'm not feeling it.
No, you just gagged on my. I'm like, you gagged on my shit.
Now, also in the book, Luke, you talked about trying to see how many women you could have sex with in one night.
Yeah.
That was one thing. How many women did it end up being?
Probably about 8.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't think it counted.
Oh, really?
Because you only did a few seconds with each one. It's not like you had sex.
Well, I
and did
stuck
the whole,
it in. I
that's
stuck
not
it
doesn't
in.
Count.
I stuck
but
it
that's
in.
What he said. In
I
the book.
Stuck
he
it
said
in.
I wasn't trying to come with each one. I just wanted to
but
see
that's
how
not
many
really,
I could actually put my
I
penis.
So you went and stuck your dick in a bunch
so
of girls.
Boom,
that's
boom,
nothing.
Boom,
I
boom,
lined
boom,
there,
boom.
Pam,
stuck
pam,
that's not how bow bow.
Because we wait.
Once I penetrate you, it counts. Well, how many seconds do I have?
If I don't come, it don't count.
Let me ask this. So it's a time limit before I'm considered as fucking you?
17 pumps.
I'm just saying, you haven't. I don't consider that having sex with 8 girls. You just stuck your dick in them and kept it moving.
So if I stick
that's
my dick
you
in you
doing
right
it to
now,
say I had
then
sex
what is
baby.
That?
That means
did
that,
we have sex?
No.
If I stick my dick in you for 1 minute right now, does that count?
1 minute, I'd be like, man, Luke was terrible.
But it counted. I was either bad or I was good. It counted.
Nobody did anything. She didn't come off. You didn't come off. So that's
no,
not really the
I
need an experience, okay? I don't think it counts unless it's like the experience. Yes, you penetrated, but I don't know if you had sex for real with 8 women.
But he said that was the point. He said it didn't really matter about the sexual part.
Because in that case, that you could stick your dick in 100 women in a row, but that's not, you
yeah,
know?
You can.
You know,
but technically, I just
how many times have dick. How many times have you come in one night?
Oh. Mind over matter. Come in one night, probably about 3 times.
3 times? Okay.
Yeah.
And a whole 24
that's not
hours?
That's not terrible.
Yeah.
That's it? I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Well,
I wasn't intrigued on coming.
That's an honest answer.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to. That wasn't one of my things.
But in these,
it was about fucking.
But it was more of like keeping like those sessions that those 3 times were probably like more than 20 minutes worth of sex.
Sidebar.
Right?
Yeah, I feel sorry.
So
yeah.
Go ahead, Gigi.
So
you
that's pretty good.
I feel sorry for the girls that had sex with you and you didn't come because I would
no,
take
I
that
fucking.
Very first.
It's a difference between fucking. Yeah, we were fucking.
Okay.
You would feel like I didn't do my job.
Yes. Yeah, I would take that.
No,
so if you fuck me and don't come, I'm going to be like, hold up.
No, I'm not with it.
I'm whack.
No.
I'm going to be upset.
This is new pussy and you didn't come in it? Or not in it, but
no,
you know, from
no,
it.
No, we were
from
fucking. We were fucking. It was a challenge. If I'm fucking, and that's the understanding I got to get from the beginning. I'm like, yo, if we friends, we just fucking. Okay. If we making love, then it's different.
It means something.
It means something.
Fucking don't mean shit.
Yeah. Fucking don't mean nothing.
Now we know.
All on the couch and the counter. You know, when you getting fucked like that, mm-hmm. when women are getting fucked like that, a guy don't give a fuck about you. If he fucking you on the counter, he fucking you. It's no nothing. I don't love you. I'm not liking you, really. I just want to beat your brains out.
And I think these girls know that, too. They know that.
Half of them know that.
But some women think that they can make you fall in love through sex.
You hear what he said? He said they don't know the difference.
No, half of them don't know that.
But you know, like we were talking about earlier, it's a difference when you're being honest with somebody and you're like pretending to be the only one with someone. That there's a big difference. Like yeah, these girls are just getting lined up and getting trashed. You know, like you're a whore. Like you're getting treated like what you are. You know what I mean?
But you were respectful to these women anyway.
No, but if you're at home laying down with somebody and telling them you're keeping it real with them, that's different.
Peeing on girls
is not respectful.
My first year in the music business, my first 2 years, I was just wilding out. After that, then it became, you had to be a special girl for me to even be fucking you.
You got bored.
Nah, not really. I wanted to be opposite of what people thought I was. Mm-hmm. And that's what I talk about in the book. I didn't want to be that guy you thought. I didn't want to be, you think I'm going to fuck with the girls with the big ass? No, I'm going to be different. You think I'm going to fuck with the dancers? No, I'm going
to
be different.
But you do say you got bored of having sex with all these women, and sometimes you would just talk to them and have conversations.
Exactly. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. You know, I would go to strip clubs and talk to girls. Hey, look, I know you're in here, you need to try to really get yourself up on it. No, a lot of times. I did that a lot
of times.
Did
that ever work?
Huh? Yeah. No, I've talked to some girls. Don't make no career out of this. Save your money. I know you got to do this shit.
Oh, well, that part,
Save your money. And there was a couple girls. One girl bought a bunch of duplexes, owned a whole bunch of property in Miami.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
She was a stripper.
Mm-hmm. One out of how many?
Well, it ain't like I spent my whole life in the strip club.
Yeah.
You know, and then a lot of girls are like just abused, and some of them fucking.
They're born for that. They are born to be abused.
Why don't they like to be abused?
No, I mean, I personally know
they might not you know
like
better.
Them.
They might not
you
know
like
better.
You like to be abused, Angela?
No, absolutely not.
You don't like to be spanked?
I don't know if I consider that abuse, if it's a loving spank.
What about getting slapped in the face during sex? Like, is that okay? Is it okay? Have you ever slapped a girl in her face while you were having sex?
What if she asked for it?
What if she asked you, slap me?
I pull hair and bite.
But what if she was like, slap me? And then,
no, I ain't doing that. Because I'm paranoid.
What about, would you
ain't gonna sue me?
You ever
had
somebody slap you during sex?
Well, clearly Stephanie has.
I love it.
I have not been slapped during sex. There was a point where I cherished my face and I wouldn't let a guy come on it. So you definitely not smacking me.
There was a point.
These days I know better. I know coming on the face clears wrinkles. So I like you to come on my face. Keep them wrinkles away. I'm getting old.
You don't have no wrinkles either. So you got a lot of cum on your face.
She looks good. She looks good. Hey, girl.
You searching for
cum. I've had my fair share.
I'm like a masochist. I like to get choked. I like my hair pulled. I like to get slapped in the face.
This day
I like that.
I'm not choking nothing.
I'm Latino.
50 Shades of Stephanie.
And, you know,
Angela, you be talking about me in the morning and shit. Yeah, Luke choked the bitch out.
Let me tell you guys my Luke story though.
This nigga choked the bitch out in the bed. What kind of shit he on?
No,
now?
But I get that for celebrities, like for guys who are
you gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful.
Oh no, I ain't choking nothing. Slap.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you my Luke story the first time I ever met Luke.
Oh, here we go.
My friend was a publicist, and we were at dinner at Justin's. I was with her, and randomly, Little Kim joined us. Luke tried to tell me, because we were sitting at dinner, we were talking about porn. I had never seen a porno at this point in my life. I was super young.
Now you're a porn star.
Right. Now I'm a porn star. No.
No.
But anyway, Luke was like, he switched seats to sit next to me once I said I'd never seen a porn. And he said, so would you consider making one? And then he said, it doesn't have to be with a man. You can do like a masturbation porn. Would you do like a self porn? How much would you? I was like, I'm not doing a porn, Luke.
So basically, Luke tried to get Angela to do porn back in the day.
I tried to turn her
when she was baby ye.
Because he thought it would be good because I'd be an amateur. You know, amateurs.
Do you remember that, Luke?
Yeah, I wanted to play with herself.
Still trying to get her to do
porn. He was like, you don't have to have sex with a man. You don't got to do none of that. You can just do like your own masturbation porn.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't think that's
a good
idea. I
thought you were going to tell a story when I was trying to knock her down.
When did that happen?
Do you have a story? Tell us the story you have.
No, Angela.
That never happened.
I had this little thing for Angela a long time ago.
Why wouldn't you?
I didn't have no idea. No. But I think he thought that I was green. Like, I'm a very innocent, you know. He said, he likes women that are the opposite of what you would think that he would like. And I was a very innocent, green, young lady.
Yeah, and I wanted to knock it out.
Young ye.
Young Why ye. Wouldn't you?
And that was that.
No, but you now, go.
I was going to say, in the book, you also talk about quaaludes, right? And that you would give quaaludes to people in exchange for, you know, certain things.
Yeah, I would give quaaludes to the...
Did you ever try them?
No. I would not for sex. I would give quaaludes to the guys who work at the hotels. You know, it was this one hotel, Holiday Inn, on 79th Street. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was a night guy. We used to bring, you know, packs of weed to him. Bags of weed, and we used to bring all kind of drugs to him. He'd give us rooms, suites for free. And then we go up in there with the girls. And yeah, that's when we was young.
Because I didn't know people really used to use quaaludes. I really didn't know what that is.
Can we explain what quaaludes are?
I give her quaalude and she let me in the morning.
That's what Bill Cosby used for all those chicks.
So quaaludes are Mickey's. Like it's
a roofie.
And then we saw Wolf of Wall Street when he took the quaaludes and then he tried to drive back to his house.
We used to call them Wobby Bobbies. So,
because I didn't know a lot of people used to use quaaludes like that.
Quaaludes was what people do with the roofies and all those other pills.
But does it knock the girls out and makes them fall asleep?
It makes you want to fuck everything that moves.
Oh, it makes you horny.
Yeah.
So the girls, Viagra. So girls took that
violent. Where can I find that?
No, you don't want that.
Where can I find that?
So girls like,
they don't make them anymore, right?
No,
they don't make them anymore, right?
I don't know. It was like a prescription because I know Bill Cosby, that was the whole thing.
Right, but they stopped making them, right? Years ago.
Yeah.
But did women take quaaludes voluntarily?
They make Viagra and they don't make quaaludes anymore?
It's not Viagra.
But you know, dudes used to use it for roofies. That's why they stopped.
Okay.
Because they would crush them up and go to the club, pour it in the drink, and the girls...
But it doesn't make you pass out and black out.
No, you're in black out. You know it's going in your mouth.
Really? Because the women with Bill Cosby told their stories, and they were acting like they had no idea what happened, and they woke up, they were groggy, they couldn't control anything, just out of it. But women would take those voluntarily, like, I want some ludes.
Everybody was on ludes. Sheesh. They was either on ludes or they was on Percocet.
What year you say?
Oh, that was in the 80s.
So you never really used drugs at all?
No drugs.
That's interesting.
I sold drugs. That's
you
what
were
I talk
around
about
it so much. It's interesting that you never ever like experimented with anything.
No, if you selling this shit and you giving it to these dudes and they looking, you know, they body shrinking and all that, you don't want to.
No, and it's funny you say they took Percocets and Quaaludes because I don't know anything about Quaaludes, but Percocet, I take it and it I'll take it like for pain.
Is that really why?
Yeah, because it's liposuction.
Oh, okay.
That's why I've had liposuction.
Lipo.
You know, that's a new wave. But anyway.
It's not new.
Nah, they've been doing lipo for a long time, especially us Latinos. But anyway, the Percocets, when I take the Percocet, what I was saying, I can't fall asleep, but I feel like I'm floating.
Yeah.
But I do not fall asleep. It's impossible for me to fall asleep. I'm just like floating, no pain. It feels really good. I'm just...
Yeah, that's the pill when you get ready to get fucked in the ass.
I never even thought about that, guys.
So there you go. You might enjoy it.
I don't get a lipo.
There you go, Angela.
Oh my God, guys. Talk about me getting...
Go find you a 30.
The next flip service.
Listen. Take your Percocet.
Go find you a 30.
Take it in the ass.
Go find you a 30.
If you've been fucking needle dick, you can take a bigger dick with a Percocet.
My man's dick does not...
I'm going to tell you how much I tried. I tried to like anal sex. I was in Miami one night.
Oh, really?
And you know how they had that store that was 24-hour like sex shop? It was right by the club you used to own. That was like on Alton or like
Fifth. Yeah, on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were, you know that 24-hour sex store right there? So one night, my friend Jennifer Williams, basketball wise, she got engaged. And after her engagement dinner, we went to the club and then we all went to the sex shop and got a bunch of toys. There was two white guys in there and they bought us everything we wanted for no reason. We were just drunk, whatever. They bought us everything. One of the things that we all got was a butt plug.
Nice.
And you still have yours?
I still have my... No, I might have threw it out when I moved.
Butt plugs, that doesn't...
But you still have one.
But they said that if... Because I learned from a porn star, if you want to have anal sex, you should use a butt plug. Because that's what they do before the anal sex scenes. They put the butt plug in an hour before they have the scenes. It loosens your butt up.
So you did that?
Yeah, I tried to use it. It just wasn't comfortable for me.
It's not comfortable. I've tried butt plugs. It's not comfortable. And it's true. In the porn, my favorite porn is anal porn. I've said this on almost every episode.
So you put it
in
and just did porn?
No, I don't do porn. I know.
But she doesn't sell it.
Oh, I thought
she
might
said, do
it. I might have like some phone.
I thought she said before her movie.
Selfie porn.
No, but in the porns, you see them like, you know, playing around, walking around with the butt plugs inside their ass. Some will have like a ponytail and they're like crawling around with the pony butt plug, and then they pull it out and get fucked in their ass. You never seen it like with the pony butt plug?
Like hair hanging
out. I watch
like
a lot of anal porn. It's my favorite
clearly
porn. My favorite porn.
I've never
anal.
Seen that.
I love to see a girl get her ass.
My friend was dating this guy and she saw some anal beads in his drawer and she stopped talking to him after that.
Anal beads.
What was he doing with the anal beads?
I don't know if they were for
putting
him.
Them in his own anal?
I don't know if they were for him or for somebody else. But he had anal beads in his drawer
like
and she was
beads.
Like,
I've
can't.
Tried it. Have you tried anal beads?
No, I have never tried.
Look, I haven't either. No.
I've tried them and I put the whole thing in and it's horrible. It was awful for me. I can't. My ass is too sensitive. I can't.
I used to have, my dancers used to do that.
What, put anal beads in anybody?
You choose to put the beads in a thing and pull them all the way out.
Yeah, exactly. It's a string, you know? Yeah. It goes from like really small and then they get bigger.
It gradually gets bigger.
Yeah.
I had a girl used to put a doll baby in her stuff and pull it out on stage.
So she would like give birth on stage to a doll baby? Yep. That's fucking scary.
Let me tell you.
I used to like, yo, you gonna see some shit. She's pregnant and she get ready to fucking have a baby.
Oh my God. That sounds like more like a miscarriage. Oh,
my girl, she come from Chicago. She pushed that baby, that doll baby out
of
my mother.
Wait, what's
it doing? Like, oh shit.
I don't know if that's really like an attractive
when he was at the club that I managed, Vanity Grand. Mm-hmm. Girl, the
shout
girl
out to
was,
Philly.
Mm-hmm, the girl was putting banana chunks in. Spitting them out.
That's gross.
Banana chunks spitting
out. Oh my God, I love that.
Did you like that?
That was... You know, I mean, the most fascinating thing I saw, and I think I put it in the book, was the girl took aluminum foil, put it in her stuff, took a light bulb, put it in there.
And lit it.
And that bitch lit up. You
get
know, women,
here.
You can do that.
That's a
that.
Lie. No
I
way.
I bet you any fucking amount of money. The girl.
Damn, we got to record that.
This girl.
Wait, look, you've been like.
Do we have any aluminum foil?
You are like, you like invented.
It's on one of my
like
freak shows.
Music. Exactly. You
she's like Albert
show.
Einstein.
Like, do you, right. Is it on video?
It's
you
on one
on
of
video.
My freak shows. Well, let me tell you. One thing they used to do, they take that mousse, which y'all put in your hair, and they put it all on the guy, and they set his ass on fire.
Right, right, right,
that's
right,
one
right.
thing. Then the girl, she was from Chicago.
Oh my
she
God.
Would take
that's
the,
insane.
She said, I was like, how the fuck are you doing that? She was like, because you the pussy get moist and it creates this
electrical
this
current.
Electrical
no,
current.
We have human beings. We have electricity
yeah.
inside of us.
So
yeah.
she take the aluminum foil, put it in her stuff. And then take the light and the crowd go fucking wild.
What made her try that in the first place?
The crowd like, whoa, get the fuck out.
What made you even be at home and be like, let me put some aluminum foil in my pussy and a light bulb?
You can't impress Luke if you can't light a light bulb through your pussy. If you can't do that, he is not impressed.
You should try that.
I'm gonna have somebody try it.
I'm not putting aluminum foil in my pussy. I'm gonna tell you right now.
I'm not gonna do it, but I wanna see it.
I don't know if I was talking
maybe saran wrap.
Luke just told Anna. Angela to try it.
Angela, you gotta try it.
I'm not putting aluminum foil in my pussy.
Why?
Because I'm not. It doesn't seem like a good idea.
I'm not either. I don't like, you know.
Get
you know,
the pussy
I,
wet.
I
you gotta
put,
get
I don't
the
like
pussy wet.
In my teeth.
Get the pussy
I
wet.
Put it in. No.
Listen, somebody on this set gotta do it and come back and talk about it.
I'm not.
At the next show.
I'm not.
Is it gonna be Gigi or Stephanie?
It's not gonna be me.
I will have somebody do it.
You will?
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Can get someone
no.
to do it.
See, I just get. I'm putting y'all up on good game.
Putting
good
game. Because
do you know? You know, you manage the strip club. Mm-hmm. Right. If a girl light a fucking light bulb on stage, the
oh,
money
man.
Coming
she
all
about up. To make it. Yeah, she's.
They're
gonna
make a thunderstorm.
Yes,
that energy don't get no greater than that.
So
listen,
weak.
So they better be lucky. I'm retired.
That means one of y'all got to try it first, and then you got to be like, yo,
no.
I'm gonna put you
no,
up on some serious
we,
game. I got to
we'll monitor it.
You got to tell
we'll record it. We'll record it.
We'll monitor the situation.
We'll put it on lip service.
So look, I gotta ask you, can you even have normal, just missionary, plain sex after everything you've been through?
I didn't do all the wild shit. No, but I'm an like instigator. Now,
but
I'm
he like was you. The puppeteer.
I instigate shit.
But Geppetto. Do you want to go home? But you seen some to your wife?
Of course.
But you've seen so much.
Put her on her back and look at her.
Of course.
Her eyes.
Of course. Let me tell you. Yeah, let me tell you. That's a beautiful thing. I did not all the wild shit. I instigated everything, just like the club.
He's a troublemaker.
I go to the club, man. Listen, everybody start fucking.
He said, I need all the girls up on the stage that want to eat some pussy. I need y'all to line up from here to there, pussy train, and eat the pussy now. And guess what?
They all
20
did
bitches
it.
Got on stage.
Yeah, they did it. I'm an instigator.
And how long ago was this? This was just a couple weeks ago.
A couple months ago.
Yeah, just a couple weeks. Let me tell you, year 2015.
No, it was 2015. Yeah,
and now Luke, like, been, he's like the inventor of this freak shit. Juno Brown is the inventor of twerking.
I remember that day that we went to dinner, my friend was so embarrassed. She went up to Luke and she said, she's a white girl. She was like, I just want to tell you that Duda Brown was like my favorite song of all time. But she was dead serious.
No, I remember when I was a kid, my sister used to take me to the teen night because I have a sister who's 5 years older than me. She used to take me to the teen night and they would do a Duda Brown concert every single time. And my sister, she has like a natural bubble butt. She would win it all the time. She was a virgin till she was 19 years old. She didn't even have sex for so long.
Damn.
And she was still the winner of the Duda Brown concert. She was the winner of the Duda Brown concert every time.
It's like false advertising.
Yo. Not because she's like half, she's Puerto Rican and Italian. So she like had that natural, she already had the natural bubble butt like back in the day. And we were kids. She used to be up there killing the Duda Brown concert. Killing it.
You are the original inventor of twerking.
The originator of twerking.
That twerking name, I don't know what the hell it
is. Where did he get that from? That's Duda Brown.
Exactly.
I agree with you, Luke. Pop that pussy, yes.
Y'all popping it. No, you're popping it. Pussy. It's not twerking.
I have a question. What was your, what was the motive? What made you make that song? And where did that come from?
We talked about that earlier.
Like in a studio like this,
just talking.
Dancing girls, just talking. You know, before you, I never wrote a song. I always listen to the beat, listen to the music, and just like shake that ass, girl, shake that ass. You know, and so I mean, you know, and I would tell the girls what to do, and they would do it in the studio. You know, with the Bacardi in my system, and I would record.
But even like
Bacardi,
you said,
Puerto Rico,
you thought about me so horny from watching a movie.
No, when I saw you the first time, I thought,
that was way before me.
Me fucked you a long time.
Me so horny.
Fuck. Suck it.
No, but seriously, like you're legendary twerk. Like God, like you see today in the year 2015, we're talking about the 90s, right? Duda Brown was the 90s, right? Early 90s.
It was the 90s. Let me tell you, and that's the reason why I did this fucking book, because I wanted people to know my whole entire history.
Right.
You know, where all these things came from, because the average person don't know.
No idea.
You know, they've been twerking. That's throwback.
Exactly. When I had people twerking, and talking about we want some pussy, they put my ass in jail for that.
That's what I'm saying. Now it's okay. Like,
exactly.
But you had to fight for other people to be able to have the right.
I had to fight to do that. Exactly. I mean, people don't realize, you know, that I went to jail. I actually went to jail. You know, my music was deemed obscene.
And you spent so much money fighting.
Yeah, a lot of money.
You know, and you know, fat asses and all of that, like that been in style, like it's kind of like people are kind of making it go out of style the way they're, you know, overdoing the asses now with the fake butts and all of that. They're making it go out of style. Fat ass has always been in style. Like, this is legendary.
What happened is it's just like everything else. You know, everybody want to do it. You know, because I remember one period of time, it was only fat asses in Miami, and that's what I used to show in the videos, you know, and then it became everybody wanted these asses. And then when the white girls started wanting the asses, then next thing you know, because, you know, white dudes used to like white girls with flat asses.
Right.
And big breasts.
Big breasts and
no
flat ass.
Big breasts and a little pussy. And then
the white girls started getting the big asses, and then next thing you know, black girls start buying asses.
Right.
You know, and then they get the cement man, and the cement man says,
that's terrible. That's terrible. That's the worst.
Motherfuckers just went ass crazy. And so they just blew everything.
I feel like the fake butts are going out of style. Nobody wants a silicone ass. I don't feel like it's cute.
But I just feel like people doing fat transfers now, really.
Yeah, that's it. That's because really? That's natural. That putting your natural body
I don't want no fat ass nothing.
Yeah, he wants an. I like natural. You married, though.
I like natural.
But you, a fat transfer, you can't tell the difference.
Before I was married,
is there real fat from your real body?
Yeah, natural, fat transfer, everything. You can't tell the difference.
I don't want no weed in the head. I don't want no fucking titty job. I don't want no fake ass, no ribs taken out. If you got that shit,
but that's how. But that's how the OGs are. The OGs don't want weave. They don't want makeup. No. They don't want fake ass. They don't want liposuction. They don't want breast implants. I think that you guys, the OGs, like
tight pussy.
I think they. They accept the breast implants.
If you don't know how to make that shit tight, we'll help you bring it back.
Fake asses. They're like the way girls have been overdoing it. It's going out of style fast, like real fast. The fake ass is going out of style. So fast.
It's been around for a minute now.
What's in style right now?
That Buffy girl.
Buffy the body.
Exactly.
I thought her ass was real.
Nah, she got a bust out.
She's one of the first ones.
How long ago that was?
I guess it was so early I thought it was real because I didn't know that much.
No, she lied about it on a Tyra show.
She lied about it.
And then she came out with a book saying the truth is that she
My girl Cindy, the dancer that I had, Cindy ass was real. She was the original, and you see her right down the day. She got small waist and a big old ass.
No, but that's I remember when I was a dancer. I was a stripper many years ago. I was a stripper when I was 18.
Really?
Yeah, long time ago.
You stripped up here?
What?
In New York?
Yeah, I stripped in Queens. That ain't fucking called Cityscape. Stripping. Yeah, you know, it was like
y'all don't get naked in
exactly.
In New York.
We no bottoms.
That's not stripping. As you said, cracker.
That's just exotic entertainment.
It was like a white guy club. I used to dance to rock and all of that. And I remember like
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying.
American Woman.
Yeah,
exactly. You used to hold on the pole
and
shit.
Pole trick. Yeah, like that's the kind of stripping I was doing.
Slow motion.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, like the fake ass. It was just coming out. It was new, so everybody liked it. The round plastic butt. But now it's like.
It's overdone.
It's too much already.
It's out of style.
Way overdone.
Yeah,
I don't like nothing fake.
Yeah,
that
guys
shit
don't
gotta
want
be
that.
Natural.
I have breast implants. I have silicone breast implants. I have lipo. I got liposuction 3 times, and I have a fat transfer done to my ass. I got some fat removed from my ass because it was too big. I didn't like the way it looked. And I have to say that my body, I don't feel like my body looks as fake as a lot of the girls.
No, you can't tell.
Yeah, like you see me here in person.
Because you're proportionate looking.
Yeah, no, I did, you know, I didn't put silicone in my butt. I didn't want to look.
It ain't like you some half pint with a big old ass.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying.
And
I
this shit goes sticking out.
Yeah, no, I lost my train of thought. But what I was saying is I remember when I was dancing, there was a stripper. Her name was Cassidy. She was a black girl. She looked just like Angela Bassett in the face. And her body was crazy. She had a small waist. She had flat stomach, abs in her stomach, and a fat ass. And it was natural. It was like real fat muscle in her thighs, muscle in her calves. Like her body was mean and it was natural. So, you know, like you don't like some people are actually born with that body.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I
mean? Not a lot.
Not many. But some people are actually born with that body.
All right. Well, listen, I know, Uncle Luke, you got a lot going on. Actually, I'm going to see you in the morning on the Breakfast Club.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
If we can get up.
Okay, good.
But if we can get up.
I enjoy you for coming through. You know, and shout out to you. I respect you. I've known you for such a long time. You've always been consistent, always been the same guy. I appreciate you for putting this book out because I learned a lot about Miami. I know we all go there to have fun.
We all go there
as tourists and we think of Miami as like, let's go club, let's go party. But there's a whole history behind it that is important that we learn about.
Yes.
And to learn about Luke just as an entrepreneur and a businessman and how everything got started. So, you know, it was great.
Hey,
yes, thank you for coming.
It.
You're a legend, Luke, really. You
Y'all
really
get
are
that,
a legend.
That book, The Book of Luke.
No, I'm going to get it.
The Book of Luke.
I didn't know about it. I would have tried to read it before.
There's got to be a part 2 coming.
Oh, it's got you on. It's got you on a cliffhanger.
Because you got a lot of things you didn't talk about. Angie wants more.
Angie wants more.
I know you like to just stick it in for a few seconds and keep it moving, but you got it.
But she wants you to finish.
We need you to finish.
She wants part two. She feels like the first one wasn't finished.
You did not finish, Luke.
All right, well, it's lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And I'm Uncle Luke that sticks it in.
That sticks it in.